It's Monday, March 15th, 2021, and I'm Dave Sobel. Two things to know today. How are we doing with that cloud spend? And the U.S. government is moving on infrastructure with broadband. This is the Business of Tech. So, are we not seeing the value of some cloud investments? For McKinsey, nearly two-thirds of industrial companies use cloud computing. 74% fail to yield expected savings or business value. Half found it more costly than they anticipated, and 40% exceeded their cloud budgets. And remember, companies waste about 35% of their cloud budget per a number of surveys. From the CIO Dive piece, quote, "Our research indicates that the cloud's value in IT amounts to only about 5% of the cloud's potential value," McKinsey said, adding, "around 95% of the cloud's $600 billion value potential lies in business-related functions, such as manufacturing, procurement, and supply chain." Meanwhile, Bessemer Venture has their State of the Cloud 2021 data to compare against. Some highlights. Infrastructure as a service growth for Microsoft to over 20% of market share, plus a huge rise in public cloud valuation. Here's your big predictions. 80% of sales interaction will happen through digital channels by 2025. And the VC is also big on the SMB with SaaS. Now, why do we care? Let's assemble the story. Companies are investing in cloud computing, wasting some of the spending, and not getting enough value out of it. Sounds about right. But the answer won't be to not do cloud. It will be about getting it right. Because there's so much potential to unlock, that 95% of the value. Because the trend is clear. 80% of sales interactions through digital channels? That sounds about right to me. And what my instincts were saying when I presented e-commerce. Infrastructure is the other big discussion area. With the American Rescue Plan signed into law, it includes $7 billion for schools to use to connect students who lack internet access at home. That's designed to help connect some of the roughly 12 million students who lack connectivity for distance learning. Next up is the Accessible, Affordable Internet for All Act. That bill includes $94 billion in broadband spending. $80 billion is for deploying broadband nationwide and prioritizes rural, suburban, and urban areas. Quoting Engadget, providers whose networks were built from that money will then be required to offer affordable plans to consumers. The bill will also authorize the spending of $5 billion over 5 years on a new program that would provide low-interest financing for broadband infrastructure build-out projects. The Emergency Broadband Benefit, which provides a $50 monthly discount on internet plans for low-income Americans and $75 for customers on tribal lands, will get an additional $6 billion in funding. $2 billion will go to the Emergency Connectivity Fund for students that need internet connection, and a portion of the money will also go towards funding for Wi-Fi on school buses. I also wanted to highlight a comment from Jonathan Weiner, the CEO of Sidewalk Infrastructure Partners in Protocol. This was in reference to that new legislature being worked on. Quoting Protocol, he said the most important step is literally connecting the people. Quote, like, hey, this is an EV charging network that's working really well. This is a broadband network that's working really well. Mayor X, you should be talking to Mayor Y, because Mayor Y just went through this. I know this might sound a bit simplistic, but it doesn't happen currently, he said. Chattanooga, Tennessee is a good example. It turned community Wi-Fi into a municipal utility, which gave it new tools for regulation and funding. Other cities are currently trying all manners of other solutions, and they don't even know what Chattanooga has already figured out. Echoing statements made here before, Tim Berners-Lee, the inventor of the web, wrote in a blog post late last week that governments must work to ensure global broadband access by 2030. Why? To bridge the digital divide. Now, why do we care? That funding to link students without internet at home? It's not got to be just wiring. I'd assume their services work in there as the local level. But what interests me more is the discussion about local utilities and information sharing. I hate the cliche, but it's true. There's tons of opportunity here. On the passive side, if broadband is a local utility, this just opens up markets. Think electricity or water or roads. You can get to those customers now. More actively, there's work to be done with local governments, which by definition includes services. It also needs the local technology expertise. Finally, there's the idea sharing angle to include. We want to foster exactly that information sharing to find success and replicate it. I included Berners-Lee to highlight the cultural shift. This idea of broadband as a utility is moving. Join Huntress for their second annual cybersecurity training event, Hack It. Sharpen your tradecraft, network with security professionals, and get a hands-on training you can actually use in your business. 3 days, including a Windows pre-day and 2 full days of cybersecurity education. Want to sign up? Go to huntress.com/hackit2021 with underscores between or link in the show notes. Thanks for listening to The Business of Tech. Back again tomorrow with another roundup.